Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's go now, you fire the first shot. Let's go, man.
Jason Leisure.
I'm here in the studio at the Score. This is a very, very special honor for you.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
HITS, they all stand for try hard. So for the coaches, it's now H is for, hey, don't do that. I is for, I wouldn't do that if I were you. T is for, that's a bad thing to do. And S is for, stop, you're fired.
I don't know if I really look at it that way, Jay.
Jason Leisure with Bernstein and Holmes on the Score.
A lot going on in the world of the Bears, and Bears training camp coverage is presented by ChevyDrivesChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Jason Leisure joins us now on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino, CircaLasVegas.com, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. Jason, what's happening?
What's up, Dan? Lawrence, we just had a good moment here at Hallis Hall where Mercedes Lewis came in for his post-practice press conference. And I, as I have gotten older, love the old guys so much. Like I enjoyed a couple of years ago when Jason Peters was a Bear. I enjoy having Mercedes Lewis, who like me is 40 years old. It just kind of, there's some kind of connection there where you feel like you're talking to somebody that knows what you know. But Mercedes Lewis does not want to be put into a box as the old guy. And sure enough, man, comes down. He stands at the press conference. First question is prefaced with, so as an older player, and he's just like, come on, man.
Hey, he's got to take that. He has to.
He's got
to
wear it. That's 20-year guy. You know, like you got to understand that people are going to ask you questions from that perspective, because he's basically seen what, three generations of NFL play in those 20 years.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to only be asked questions through that lens. Like, hey, since you're old, you know, tell us how much did a can of Coke cost back in, you know, your childhood?
Not a lot. I want to ask you about the football part of it. Now, our guy, Mark Rohde, has been on this. I know that you've been on it too. What do you think are the ramifications, if any, of Nate Davis now being week to week?
Man, this has never been going well. There have been times where it's been going okay, but there has never been a point in the Nate Davis Bears era where you can say, this is going great. From day one, not coming to OTAs after he signed a 3-year, $30 million contract. And today, really not good, where they thought, okay, Nate looks like he's progressing toward coming back, and then kind of pulls up during an individual drill and he's back out again. I don't see what choice they have at this point, Lawrence, but to make plans to go on without him. I think that they will give him time. They will want him to be healed. He is, from a talent standpoint, better than their backups. But at this point, you can't have that be plan A right now.
So what do you think they will do?
Probably Bates, Ryan Bates. Although
he's hurt too.
So, but at some point, I would think that he doesn't appear to be week to week. So I would think he'll be back, and Coleman Shelton will be the center, and they will wait for Nate Davis to come back. And Matt Eberflus made this point the other day that people say, well, you can't lose your job due to injury, but yes, you can. That would be the case, I think, if they find a different combination of guys and things are going well, they're not going to tip that over for Nate Davis coming back healthy.
I'll ask you this question this way then, because, we're guys that are in a radio studio. You're there at practice. You talk to people. What, if any, do you think the impact is on Caleb Williams that you've already got some shuffling pieces on the line?
It's not great. I mean, the offensive line as a whole that Caleb Williams has is a lot better than what his predecessors stepped into as rookies. Justin Fields, you think back to that offensive line with Jermaine Ifedi, and some other guys that wouldn't really be starters, wouldn't probably be maybe not even on the active roster on some other teams. This offensive line is not amazing, but it's not bad either. It's kind of middle of the road, middle third of the NFL. But that is based on thinking, you've got a $30 million investment in Nate Davis, who you expect to be, at least top half of the league at right guard. And it's really important, his chemistry with Darnell Wright at right tackle. So it's not good for Caleb Williams. It's really bad timing because you want him to have as much cushion and protection through the preseason and through the beginning of the season to really kind of find his way. I think if you watch Chiefs games and Patrick Mahomes is down some offensive linemen, or over the years because of what they pay Patrick Mahomes, they have to shuffle through some offensive linemen year to year financially. He can adapt to that. He is at a point in his career where he can navigate that. You don't want your rookie first round pick trying to navigate that in August and September.
We're at a fascinating self-reflective news cycle for the Bears, too, because the airing of Hard Knocks is its own story. We experience it almost like a game, and then you come back and ask questions about it, and the Bears have to respond to, how did we present ourselves? How is that being absorbed? And now what questions are there about how we let people in? We've never done this before, and it's fascinating to see how they're reacting. So let me ask you, do they appear pleased? Do they appear at all defensive? What has been there as these cameras are there, and it makes them newly aware that there are cameras there all the time, as they're now understanding that we've all seen what has been produced.
They're extremely pleased with it. And they should be, because they have control over it. They have veto power. They have editing rights over anything that wants to be put in the episode, not just strategic secrets or something like that, but just stuff they don't want in. And I mean, that's about as clean of an episode of Hard Knocks as you could have. I mean, you could let your 10-year-old watch it, and you're not even going to have to explain any of the language or anything. I mean, they've put a lot of thought into this from May about how are they going to control this? How are they going to use this as a tool? Matt Eberflus, when he first talked about it back in May, Dan, was talking about how this is a great way to get your message out, which, that's not what most people think this is. Most people watching this think it's a behind the scenes, unfiltered look at things, and it's very much filtered.
So they're playing a big role in getting this thing edited into the public.
Absolutely, they are. Along the way, the way I understand it is that they do have final cut over anything, but they are working in conjunction with HBO, with NFL Films and HBO along the way, as far as, well, you don't put this in, this can't be in. They'll come and say, hey, we want something in, and the Bears will say no or whatever. Dan, when you talk about it like a game, it really does kind of feel like that. Mm-hmm. We've asked questions leading up to it. We then document it and report on it as it happens. Patrick Finley was writing live off of that on Tuesday night for the Sun-Times. And then we come back and ask him, what'd you think? What'd you think of seeing your family? How'd you think Caleb came off? How do you think this? The HBO people, I don't know if you read the column I had on it this week, talking to some of their crew, NFL Films, I should say, I'm sorry. They think this is hilarious. They think it's so funny the way that we, as the media members, get so hung up of it and are asking them all the time, what's it like to have Hard Knocks in your meetings? What's it like to be mic'd up during practice? Are you worried about this? How do you want to come off? And they think that's hilarious. And I think one of the reasons they didn't say this, but I think one of the reasons they find it funny, our fixation on the making of it and the way that they come across, that the Bears come across in it, is that, again, the Bears have control over this. This isn't that different than what the Bears are doing in-house with their, I think it's a weekly show, Hallis Drive, or Football Drive. I don't remember the name of it. Sorry. It's just like a really, really better, more expensive version of it.
Yeah. That's what I've been trying to tell people, that they have really good in-house media people, videographers, storytellers, that I'm not surprised to see it be a lot more curated than what I thought was probably the best version of Hard Knocks that I've seen since the early days, and that's this Giants thing. I think the Giants kind of just said, screw it, we'll show you everything that we're doing, and I don't know if it necessarily served them. And I think the Bears are looking at it. Like, I know some of the people involved in some of the stuff that they do in-house and how big a deal it is to George that the organization do have a little bit more of a squeaky clean veneer to them. So I'm not that surprised. I do think that now there's actually some like on the field conflict that will make things interesting, more interesting going forward. But yes, everyone who's watching this should look at this and say that line between documentary and team propo is blurred.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder, because your point is totally right about the content of the episode Tuesday night. I mean, what in there was even up to the line as far as borderline for you could, the most prudish viewers would, I guess, only have a problem with Theo Benedet stripping down to a Speedo. I mean, how objectionable really is that? That's really not that egregious in terms of standards and practices. The rest of it is Simone Biles and slip and slides. And I mean, you could easily let your 7 or 8 year old watch that. And the thing that kept coming back to my mind while I was watching it, Lawrence, that I want to hear what you think about is, why were the Bears so against this and so afraid of this for 20 years?
I think that they probably didn't realize how much control they could have over it. And now you have a communications guy like Ted Cruz, who is more experienced than other people that they've had in a similar type job and isn't as insular. So he's been able to go, guys, this can be our show. Like, we can just make this our show. And I did a whole pod on it. I thought that when watching Hard Knocks Giants, I felt like if George watched that or he talked with John Mara about it, he probably learned, hey, man, we don't have to do it that way. We don't have to let people all the way inside. They don't have to see how the sausage is made. We can do a better job of making this serve what our purposes is, which is making people think that the Bears are a great organization and the sky is the limit and they're moving in the right direction. And I think to a certain degree, some of that stuff is true. But this is where, like, we talk about this all the time, where the line between journalism and
entertainment
and PR, like, get a little blurry. And so I hope that people do look at it a little bit more critically, but I also understand any Bears fan being like, hey, look, the Bears are a national story. There's a national show about the Bears, and maybe that's all they're taking from it.
Yeah, and it is fun. I mean, it was a good show. I enjoyed watching it. It just wasn't some deep dive, some behind the scenes revealing thing. It's interesting that you brought up Ted Cruz, because I've been talking about this hire since they made it. And Matt Eberflus has shouted out Ted Cruz twice in regards to Hard Knocks, and most recently just today. And if you're listening and you don't know who Ted Cruz is, Ted Cruz, not the politician Ted Cruz, but Ted Cruz was the head of PR for the Kansas City Chiefs. So he has a long relationship. He came up through the Chiefs predominantly around the same time that Ryan Poles was coming up through the Chiefs. So they're very good friends. But as the head of PR for the Chiefs for the last however many years, Lawrence, I mean, how much better of an idea does this guy have about public image than an organization that never seems to care about its public image until maybe now, maybe this year, maybe right around when they hired Ted Cruz is when they've started to really be attentive to how they're coming across?
I think you can go a year back. I think that it has to do with Kevin Warren, too.
And okay, so 2 years, and Kevin Warren hired Ted Cruz.
Right.
I mean, Ted Cruz is part of Kevin Warren's two-year project of overhauling an organization that badly needed it across several departments, taking notes year one and then cleaning house the areas that needed it in year two.
I do think there's
a big move.
I do think there's a danger to it. I do think that the idea of sanitizing too much does make it seem like you have something to hide, but I'm sure that they have talked through that and they've decided it doesn't matter. Like, this is a Bears town, and anything that we feed people Bears wise is just going to be seen as something that should get a standing ovation.
I think that what you'd still have in Chicago is a very savvy audience, like you're saying, and they will read everything. They will read the columns and articles and tweets that are coming out of here from unbiased media entities like us. And if the episodes on Tuesday nights start to really veer in terms of how they're portraying things and versus how the local media is portraying things, particularly as it pertains to Caleb Williams, I think you will start to see some backlash then. But it's pretty early for that. I mean, there wasn't anything that they showed in there that I felt like was kind of incongruent with what we've been writing, especially about Caleb Williams. We've been writing about a lot of ups and downs and how he just kind of, you know, sometimes it looks good, sometimes it doesn't. He just kind of looks fine for where he's at right now. And I feel like that is what they depicted in the show.
And it was basically on par with every first episode of Hard Knocks, too. Like, it was very perfunctory.
Laying the groundwork.
Yeah, it's exactly how almost all of those episodes go.
Well, we're going to find out a lot more about what's going on with Hard Knocks in just a second. Jason Leisure, thank you so much.
All right, guys.
That's Jason Leisure of the Sun-Times. Next up, NFL Films producer Pat Harris will answer some of these questions about how Hard Knocks is being made. That's next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hello?
My guy. What's that? This is Coach Flus, man.
I know who you are.
I know, buddy. Hey, this day's going to go down as an iconic day in Bears history, my friend. And we're going to turn this cycle on its head.
You ready?
You got it, man. I'm so excited. I'm super excited for you to get, you realize your dream of being the first pick in the NFL draft. That's so cool.
Yes, sir. Yes, you know, sir.
But I'm more excited about our football team starting this process and achieving our next goal.
Yep.
And I'll see you tomorrow, brother.
See you tomorrow.
That's right, brother.
Well, after all this, after literally decades of waiting for the Bears to be on Hard Knocks,
here they are.
The Bears are on Hard Knocks. And let's sort of find out how the sausage is being made. So looking forward to having a conversation with Pat Harris of NFL Films.
I'm not feeling good about it.
Why?
This is 127. Scheduled for 125.
Yeah, well, sometimes, I don't know if it's one of these things where they do a lot of different
hits. Is it a time zone thing?
In a day.
It shouldn't be a time zone thing.
Mountain? No. It's on mountain?
Nope. I don't know. Maybe Pat's like, wait a second. He said it was ordinary and perfunctory and paint by numbers. Damn it, I won't have that said about this.
Especially when I'm here on mountain time.
This proud work of
mountain
art.
Mountain time!
I'm here with Mark Schlereth. And we're working out together.
We're both absolute units.
And neither one of us knows how a clock works.
Hopefully we do get a chance to talk to Pat. But if not, that's okay, too.
Played the music. I thought we were
fine.
We're onto it.
Look, they're doing their job. We need to do ours.
We play the music with the hope that the man's going to check in on Zoom as he was supposed to at any second.
That it all, it was a hopeful playing of the music.
You play the music, hope it acts like a bat signal?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's the Hard Knocks music.
Hey, I thought if you just play the Hard Knocks music, Hard Knocks people appear. I assumed that's what it was.
I think for the most part, that's what happened. I think it's true, but whatever. I was looking on Reels during the break, and I saw a reel of AJ Pierzynski, and he was talking about the firing of Pedro Grifol, and he was talking about what the White Sox do now. And he said something in there that was really interesting. He said that he has spoken many times to Jerry Reinsdorf about trying to help out, offering suggestions, and then Jerry's basically been like, I don't want to hear it. You got to take the input, man.
Can't hurt.
It really can't. And this isn't me calling Jerry Reinsdorf. Although he should take my input too. I got some thoughts. I got notes. But this is a guy that won a World Series for you. And is engaged in the game. Like, it's not like he's out in Outer Mongolia after he won the title. AJ is in the game every day. So you would think he might have some insight. And you just never know. You just never know. You talk to some of these guys and go, oh, never thought of it that way. Huh.
Or I never knew that is what happened with that team that won the World Series.
Right. It's as this day has gone on, man, it's just gotten bleaker.
Go White Sox.
I don't think the news that Pedro Grifol or any of the
flying monkey lieutenants that had been whirling around in there like the castle of the Wicked Witch of the West. Them leaving has any real bearing on the direction of the organization?
Well, I do think that he deserved to be fired, though.
Of course he did. Any number of people deserve to be fired. Chris Getz should never have had the job in the first place. And he's the guy who's there who had to throw a press conference. He doesn't even know how to put words in the correct order to explain what they're doing.
I would like for him to tighten up.
That press conference apparently went on for 45 minutes, by the way.
I'm not surprised. There were a lot of moving parts, though. You had to kind of explain why. Well, you fired the manager. Well, why'd you fire the third base coach and the bench coach? And
I do want to talk to Justin Jurschley.
Where did this guy come from and how'd he get here? And
I absolutely want to talk to Justin Jurschley. I need to know why his dad is insane and would
should we
would,
not lead with that when we have him on? That would be good.
Hey, Justin, why is your dad crazy?
Why did Dad walk around with his schlong hanging out of the dugout all the time?
Hey, George McCaskey would not allow that on Hard Knocks.
Sorry, I'm just saying, like, I would too, perhaps, but like that was his big thing, so to speak. That was his thing. Where you'd be doing an interview, you'd be sitting there, and there'd be something on your leg, and Mike Jersey would be standing there going, hey, what do you think of that? I'm like, get that off my leg.
I don't think you're doing a great job of securing the interview right now.
The best. I mean, funny dude.
What am I going to do? I mean,
complete lunatic. Complete lunatic. Is he still with the Royals? The dad? I think he is.
You seem to know exactly where and what he is. So
I'm just, look.
You tell me.
Everybody's,
by the way, hold on.
Everybody's been there and is sitting in the dugout, and all of a sudden he's standing there in his entire package.
We had the apotheosis of this morning.
Oh, my God.
And I just want to say to the people that listen to this show, I want you to understand that Dan is my cross to bear.
What I do now. What did I do this morning?
You don't know what you did this morning?
You don't remember how we finished the business of what's going to happen on the show, and then we started talking about next week and who's going to be off and when we're going to be off?
He doesn't even remember it.
Yes, I do.
What's the big deal? He doesn't understand why what he said is crazy pants.
Okay,
what did I say?
So to clear this out, everyone out there, Dan asked us when he's off next week. He said to us, and I quote, am I off on Thursday? To which we all responded with silence and I don't know. Are you?
That's not the worst part.
No, I knew he was off on Thursday. I said he was off on Thursday.
The worst part was him asking us when he's leaving.
That's the part.
That was the worst part.
Well, you got the schedule there, damn it.
We don't have your itinerary.
Yeah, we have the schedule. We can easily look at the schedule that Ryan Porth puts together to see if you're working or not, but we don't know when you're leaving.
You asked us when you're leaving for your trip.
Well, I forget things.
Dan, we don't know that information. You sometimes ask us information that would be impossible for us to know.
Well, I found it.
Right.
I eventually found it, but I forgot.
The point is that you had the information, but we didn't have the information.
I forgot that I had it, and I had to find it, and I thought maybe you remembered.
God, you never told us.
What are you guys good for? Let's talk about Hard Knocks with Pat Harris.
Pat Harris should come in here and do Hard Knocks about this show.
Producer of NFL Films. Hard Knocks training camp with the Chicago Bears, as you well know, is currently airing on HBO and Max. New episodes every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central. And Pat joins us now on the Score Hotline that is brought to you by Circa Sports Illinois. Download the Circa Sports app today. Pat, thanks for taking time for us. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing really well. Considering all the shows that you've been a part of for NFL Films, like, is there a difference in the approach from All or Nothing or the draft show to what you do for Hard Knocks?
I think there's a little bit. I think because you're living in real time and there's so many more variables happening, just knowing you're dealing with the team. I think All or Nothing, the way that show unfolded was we shot everything in real time and then we had, you know, a month plus to put it all together because this is such a quick turnaround. I think we just have to live in the moment more. We have to focus on telling kind of the stories that are happening in real time. And we don't have, unfortunately, the luxury to go over everything with a fine tooth comb. And it adds a little bit of a rawness to it that, you know, those shows didn't typically have.
Do you get a sense for when the subjects of a documentary stop seeing the cameras and the mics? Do you talk amongst yourselves and say, well, look, obviously when you're first there, people are like, oh my God, look at all the cameras, and oh my God, there's a big boom mic here. But at some point, the human brain will begin to get used to it and tune it out, and they start to know you by name, and you're just the people who are around every day. Can you identify when it starts to happen that people relax and loosen up?
You can. I think it's usually a couple days. I think once you see a conversation happening, we'll throw a boom pole above it and you stop getting the guys immediately look up. That's when you start to know, and guys just continue talking, which is really what we want to capture. I think that's when you know that they're just used to us and they almost trust us in a way that they're talking about stuff and they know that we aren't, you know, if it's not appropriate or not relevant to anything, we're not just going to, you know, we're not TMZ trying to air everything out there. If it's relevant stuff to their story, to what's going on, you know, they're comfortable with us being around there. It's usually a few days. It's usually that first week. I think the way this team unfolded with rookies starting up, they started to get comfortable after a few practices, and then vets came in and kind of you had to rework that entire trust level. But it's usually a few days, maybe the first week that they get used to it. And then, you know, I think I believe them when they say that they really don't notice us around as much or they just get used to us, which is great.
Are the shirts, and you're wearing one of them right now for people who are watching on Twitch, is that an effort to blend in or to stand out?
Blend in, 100%. When I first started on this back in Houston, we used to wear white, and then we shifted to gray. And one white, it was definitely not cooler. It just got dirtier quicker. And then gray, and then last few years, we'd shift into basically the team color. I think they first did it in Dallas. And it's amazing how much just being the color of the team, you just blend in like crazy. Last year with Jets, we were black, which people were a little nervous about. But the way our crews blended in, almost to a detriment early on, of we're trying to locate where crew four is, and they just blend right into the sideline. So I think that's our hope. You know, we don't want to stand out when we're watching shots. My parents are upset because they can't find me in the background as easy as they used to be able to, but such is life.
Is there ever any conflict in a final cut? And I don't mean an angry conflict, but anything where you've got a story arc or you have something that is done neatly as you expected, and then the team says, we'd rather not, or we've had second thoughts about something. Like, how hard would you have to fight to include something in that situation?
It's never usually to that extreme, I think, because one, we've been doing it not only out in the field, but all the editors and producers back at NFL Films, we've done it so much. So you kind of know what's difficult to, you know, put in an episode and what isn't. So I think we know things that would be challenging there. And I think we're open with the team there. If there's something, whether it's usually like a storyline that goes on, if somebody says something or something becomes national news that we have to cover, we're trying to be upfront with them early on in the process so that we can kind of work through to say, all right, what's the compromise where we can show something that you guys are comfortable with, the players comfortable with, we're comfortable with. So we're still telling what's happening. And again, we don't have to be TMZ and airing out, you know, all the dirty laundry or whatever it is. I think we try to be as upfront and work with the team as in a partnership, so we aren't, you know, making them uncomfortable in any stretch of the means.
As a viewer who I imagine you consumed Hard Knocks offseason with the Giants.
Yes, worked on it and watched it as well.
How different does that feel from other versions of Hard Knocks? Because I, as someone who covered the NFL for a long time, I was really pleased with how open things were. And honestly, Pat, I was surprised at how much stuff you guys got as a crew on that show.
No, I think it was an incredible show. The fact that they were able to be so comfortable with Joe. I think Joe, right off the bat, I didn't work out in the field, but working on it back there, I think talking with the directors that were out there, they said we explained to them what we were looking for. I think it helped that they were excited about it because it was their 100th anniversary and because their ownership was so involved with the early stages of scouting, that I think there was a pride element to them to really showcase, you know, and how well of a organization they have. And they were very proud of that. So I think that really helped that they were on board from the beginning before we even put the show together. But no, I agree with you. There was definitely some really great content that we haven't seen before. You know, it was very groundbreaking in that sense. I think we were probably having these same conversations back when Hard Knocks first came out 20 some odd years ago with the Ravens, where most people were like, oh my God, I can't believe they let this and this out and into the public. But that's something we just became, you know, comfortable with. But hopefully it continues. I think it was a great show. I think we'd continue to love to see it.
I've noticed over the past couple of seasons an increasing meta aspect or self-reflective aspect, where last year was the arrival of Liev Schreiber in the helicopter and him talking about how he's just sort of aping John Vicenda. And this year it's Joe Buck mentioning, well, we're going to hear Liev Schreiber describing this, and then the voice of anything for a friend and or anything for a fan or something like that. And think, okay, is that a good thing in general to be trending toward that level of self-awareness, or do you have to be kind of careful of breaking the spell?
I think we have to be careful of breaking the spell. I think Liev, from what I, having never directly dealt with, you know, those conversations, getting him there, I think he was always hesitant to come to practice and always felt that he was meant to be behind the scenes and just be a voice. I think it was a perfect storm that he was a Jets fan. Aaron specifically was asking for him last year. So it all worked out. And then this year, it's kind of hard when it was such an iconic, I think, call leading up to it. It was almost too perfect not to play into it. But I think we're definitely always mindful of not leaning too much into that, if that makes sense. Uh-huh. We don't want Liev to become a character in and of itself. You know, he is the voice, and I think we want to keep him as the voice as much as we can.
You guys aren't as dependent on ratings as we are. You know, you do your 5 episodes. Most people are going to watch it, and it's going to be fine. I do wonder, though, have you realized or even noticed how insatiable the appetite seems to be for more Caleb? And when you're going back through it, are you going, did we put Caleb in enough? Because for our purposes, Pat, like, people want to hear about Caleb as much as possible. So how do you balance that with trying to give a mosaic of all of the things that you're seeing?
I think it's helped that we've had number one overall picks in a couple episodes. No, don't dating back to Jared Goff having Baker in Cleveland. So I think we're at least aware of almost similar feelings with fan bases. You know, Cleveland was very much the same, of just wanting everything Baker they could get. So we kind of know what's a good amount, what's not a good amount, where, yeah, obviously you want to give the people what they want. But I think we understand entirely being around this team. It is a team. I think the Bears feel that way. Caleb feels that way. So we want to do justice by them where, hey, he is, you know, early on in the episode, that's the person you want to see. We get that. But then also knowing that there is a ton of other star power. There's some really good long shot personalities, I think. So we just try to balance it. And it's just from past experience, work with similar situations.
Do you have a rule of thumb for how football-y you want it to be? Because we talk about that all the time behind the scenes here, about when things have to be whiteboarded, if things are getting too jargony and need to be explained, or if you think, well, that this episode was a lot of off-field stuff, let's go hard with more on-field locker room next episode.
Honestly, it probably depends on who you ask. I come from a football background, so I always love when we can get in. You know, I love when you can find a football thing and simplify it so that an average person can understand it. I think that's really cool. So I think we're always trying to be mindful of who our fans are, and there is a blend in this show. Like, there's no denying that you want to almost give the avid football fan, give them some context of what's happening, what's happening in the offense. You know, I think fantasy is a big thing. People want to know what receivers and running backs are doing. Like, you want to be mindful of that, but then also know that there is the average person who doesn't really love football, but they love the characters and the personality. So you try to blend it out. And there's definitely conversations that if one episode was more football heavy or less football heavy than the other, to try to be mindful in the grand scheme of the show, hey, we maybe need to push the envelope a little bit more one direction or the other.
If you were giving kind of a thesis statement to people who consume this, what would you say the overall goal of this is for you?
I think we want everyone in America to become Bears fans. I think we on the crew always kind of joke that no matter what we say coming in, by the end of it, we are fans of the team that we're with. And I think we want people to fall in love with the Bears. We want them to become the team that, you know, the average person just wants to root for, everybody's second favorite team, whatever it is. I think we want to show the personalities and make people fall in love with players and coaches that they are rooting for the Bears. And if they have an incredible season, really hope that they're there cheering for them along the way.
Pat, I have sort of a TV or movie nerd question that I've always wondered about. And this is as a 55-year-old man who feels like I grew up with NFL films as a staple and the stuff that Steve Sable did for so long. Do you have a name for that signature shot of the spiraling football in the air where it tracks the ball itself? You see the ball leave the hand, and there's this just like an NFL, I call it the NFL film spiral shot that will end up in the either in the hands of a receiver, a defensive back, or wherever. But it's like I remember, like, whether it's Terry Bradshaw or Roger Staubach or Fran Tarkenton, seeing that of the spiraling football coming at that angle. Is that called something?
It's not called anything, but I hopefully the operators listening to this don't get me in trouble. I believe a guy named Donnie Marks was the one who basically perfected it. That's what everybody has said. And he's now since retired. He still, you know, does some filming for us, but he would sit in the corner of the end zone and he just had this knack that when a pass was thrown, he was capturing it. And they said the early days of NFL films that you're watching stuff and without fail, Donnie always would have the most shots in the episode just because that was such an iconic thing. So it is a skill set that some of the most incredible operators just struggle with that, and operators that are great at that are struggling other things. So it certainly is like a skill that they develop. I have no idea how they do it. It's incredible every time they see it. I think that's one thing that you try not to come numb to as you work there and you see it all the time, that this is an incredible thing you get to watch. And one of our favorite things we do is when we just play it and just let music play underneath it and just appreciate what, you know, was able to do, what a quarterback was able to do. You know, that's probably the most iconic shot, you know, style that we get at NFL.
Cool stuff, man. We appreciate it. Pat, I know all of us are, we're watching these episodes as if they're Bears games and treating them as such, because it seems like a special treat, and we appreciate you joining us.
Not a problem, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
That's Pat Harris, producer at NFL Films on the Bernstein and Holmes Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.